ओम शांति। Today, Bap Dada, the creator of the new age, Today, Bap Dada, the creator of the new age, has come to celebrate a meeting from a faraway land to the corporeal world in order to celebrate the new year and has come to, with all the love for the children in the old world. People greet each other, but in that greeting there is sorrow. And here Bap Dada is not only greeting you for the new year, but is also greeting you for the new age. He is greeting you for both. New year is celebrated only for one day. But new age you celebrate during the whole Sangam Yuga. All of you have reached here with the attraction of God's love.
Take
who has come from the farthest land, who has come from the land which is most far away? Is it the double foreigners? Double foreigners too are of this corporeal world, but Bap Dada is a resident of the farthest land. See from how far he has come. Can you measure the distance? From how far has he come? How many miles away has he come from? Therefore, Bap Dada, the resident of a faraway land, who lives in a faraway land is meeting all of you, whether you are sitting in the diamond hall or whether you are in Madhuban or in Gyan Sarovar or sitting in the gallery or you are in different parts of the world. All of you, with all of you, Bap Dada is celebrating the meeting. Dada is observing how you have come from so far away and are meeting Baba, seeing Baba and hearing Baba with so much love. Therefore, congratulations to all the children in all four directions for the new age and for the new year. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Age is in front of the eyes of your children, is it not? Today you are at Sangam Yug. And tomorrow, Rajan Adhikari Ban, you will claim the rights to a kingdom and rule in your kingdom. You feel that close, don't you? Do you get the experience of that much closeness? It's a matter of just today and tomorrow, is it not? Yesterday it was that, and tomorrow it will become that again. In Hindi, yesterday and tomorrow is the same word, kal. So it was kal and it will again be kal, tomorrow. It was yesterday, it will be tomorrow again. And therefore,
golden tree someday.
Invoke. Are you able to see the golden dress of the golden age? It is so beautiful. Are you able to see it very clearly? Aren't you able to see it very clearly? Today, you are in your ordinary dress, and tomorrow, you will be in your beautiful dress of the new age. You will be seen in that new dress, shining. Old world, people give gifts to one another for New Year, but that is only for one day. But Bap Dada, the creator of the new age, given you the golden gift of the golden age to all of you. This gift is going to last for many births. It is not a perishable gift. It is an imperishable gift which the Father has already given to the children. You remember it, don't you? Hope you have not forgotten it.
Second me.
Acha sakte ho. you can go and come back in a second.
Abhi.
One moment.
Sangam par.
You are at Sangam Yug.
Abhi.
And the next moment. You can be in your golden world. You reach there easily, don't you? Or does it take time for you to reach there? You can recall your kingdom easily, can't you? Today is the day of farewell. And after 12 midnight, it will be the day of congratulating. Congratulations. Day of farewell. Along with farewell to the year, what else have you given farewell to?
Check, yeah.
Have you checked? Have you bid farewell to the old year for good, or have you bid it farewell only for a short time? Have you bid farewell to that for good or for a short time? Because Bap Dada has told you earlier. That the speed of time is very fast, is fast, is going fast. That is, time is going fast, at fast speed.
Sare varsh ke result mein.
Therefore, as a result or in the result of the whole year, did you check? Whether my speed of efforts was also fast. Or not. Or was it sometimes fast and sometimes not that fast? Seeing the conditions of the world. You need to emerge your two forms in particular. Those two forms are to have a feeling of mercy and thoughts of benefit for all. So one is feelings of mercy and benefit for all, and the other is becoming master donors, as you are the children of the donor, the great
Vishwaki
bestower. The souls of the world at this time are absolutely powerless.
Dukhi, ashant,
unhappy, peaceless,
chillare,
and are screaming, shouting.
Mm-hmm.
they are invoking the Father, invoking you, worship-worthy souls. They are crying out, give us some peace, some happiness, some joy, even for a few moments. Give us some courage. Baba cannot bear to see, to hear the distress of the children. What do you, the merciful souls, the worship-worthy souls, not feel mercy on such souls? They are crying out, asking and saying, give, give, give. And you, the children of the bestower, you have to give them even a little handful. Give them a little handful too. Baba has made you his companions.
Master Tata Banaki.
He has made you master the stores.
Right hand Banaki.
He has made you his right hands. And has signaled you. To help all the souls of the world to get liberated, because it's time now for the souls to return to Mukti Dham, to the land of liberation. Therefore, O children of the bestower, with your elevated thoughts, with the power of your mind, or whether through words, or through your contacts and relationships, or through your good wishes and pure feelings, or through vibrations, or through creating powerful vibrations and thereby a powerful atmosphere. or through any other yukti, any other method, make them get liberated. Baba is spanning words yukti and mukti. To any method, any yukti, get them liberated. Mukti is liberated. They are screaming, crying out, shouting, give us liberation, liberate us, liberate us. Bhaptada is telling his right hands. Have mercy on them. Now you can count all the programs you have done, whether they are makeup programs or you have held conferences. Whether it is in Bharat or in foreign lands, you have opened centers everywhere, but
total Vishwa ke atmao ki sankhya ke hisab se,
in comparison to the total amount of souls in the world, how much percentage how much percentage of souls have you shown the path to salvation, to liberation? Are you just Bharat benefactors or the centers which are abroad, wherever you are, and are you the benefactor of just that place or just that region, or are you world benefactors? In order to give benefit to the world, each child has to become the father's hand. You are his right hands until whenever something is to be given to someone, is given with the hands, is it not? So you are Baba's hands, aren't you? Aren't you his hands?
Baba Dada,
Therefore, Bhav Dada is asking his right hands how many percentage souls have you given benefit? So how many percentage souls have you given benefit to? How many souls have you given benefit to? What is the percentage? Tell the account. Pandavas are clever in making the account, is it not? This is why Bhav Dada says, through self-efforts and through the different methods of service, increase the speed of efforts. Where your own stage is concerned, there are four things in particular which you have to check. This is called being a fast effort maker or making fast efforts. The first thing is you have to check whether the feeling of just an instrument is there in you or not. I'm only an instrument. This feeling, is it there in you or not? Hope there isn't any royal form of I-ness in you or my-ness in you. Ordinary people have an ordinary gross form of I-ness or my-ness in them. But for Brahmins, in Brahmin life, the I-ness and my-ness is very subtle and royal. You know what their language is? This keeps on taking place, this goes on, this is bound to happen. We are going ahead, we are seeing everything. So one is to have the feeling of an instrument. I'm an instrument in everything. Whether it is in service or it is in one's stage. Or it is in contacts and relationships.
Chera. Or chera.
In all these aspects, the face and the behavior should be that of an instrument.
Or uski visheshta dusri hogi.
And the other speciality of that instrument will be he will be very humble. The one who considers himself to be an instrument will be very humble too. And in Hindi, the rhyming words instrument in Hindi is nimit, and humility in Hindi is
nirman.
So the one who is an instrument will always be humble. And there's pun on the word nirman. Nirman means humble, and nirman also means create, creation. So the one who considers himself to be an instrument will be humble, and he will always do the task of creation. So three things Baba mentioned: instrument, humble, and creation. And the fourth thing is nirvan, salvation, total freedom. That is, he can reach nirvan dham, the soul world, whenever he likes. He can attain that stage of total silence, solitude, soul, consciousness in a second, whenever he wants. Because only when you are in that nirvan stage, in that liberated stage, can you make other souls reach nirvan dham, the land of liberation or salvation. Now all want liberation. They are shouting, screaming, crying out, liberate us, free us, free us. So these four things should be there in a good percentage in your practical life. Then it will be said that you are a fast effort maker. Then Bab Dada will say, wow, how great my children are, wow, bachche wa. Then you too will say, wow, Baba, wow, how great Baba you are, how great you are, wow, drama, wow, wow, efforts, wow. But you know what you do now? Do you know what you do now? Sometimes you say wah and sometimes you say why. Instead of wah,
why?
you say why,
और why हो जाता है,
and when you say why, then it becomes high, means hey, oh, in distress and sorrow, they say oh, he. In Hindi, it is high, H-I. So don't say why, but say wow, great. What do you like? You like wah or do you like why? What do you like? Which word do you like? Wah. Everyone is saying wah. You never say why? Even by mistake, sometimes this word comes on your lips, doesn't it? Why? Double foreigners, do you say why? Do you say why, double foreigners? Do you say why? Baba, look, the double foreigners, sometimes you do say why, don't you? You never say? No? Those who never say why, they raise their hand. Amongst double foreigners, those who never say why, raise your hand. See, very few are raising their hand. Very few. Okay, those from among Bharatvasis, those who say why, sometimes, why, what, sometimes, raise your hand. Those who say why. Do you say why? They are raising their hand and Baba is telling them, who gave you permission to say why? Who gave you permission to say why? Who gave you permission? With whose permission do you say why? Is it your sanskars? Have they given you permission? Your old sanskars have given you permission to say why? Is it like that? But what does Baba tell you? He tells you to say wah, not why. So now, what will you do in the new year? And everyone is saying, wah. You say wah to everything. Or will you sometimes give permission to yourself and say why too? No, it's not good to say why. You know, Baba is again comparing why in Hindi. It's like why. Why means when something gets spoiled. Then it's called why, it's got spoiled. So it's not worth eating now. It rots away or it dries away, so it is why. That's a Hindi word. So Baba is saying, say wah. Oh, it's so nice to say wah. And everyone is saying it, wah. All those who are listening to Baba or even watching Baba in far away places in India or abroad, to all those children also Baba is asking, do all of you say wah all the time or do you also say why? Baba is asking those who are listening or watching Baba through internet, today is the last day of the year, is it not? A day to say farewell to the last year, to the year. Therefore, it's the last day of the year, and on this day at least, all of you make a determined thought that we will no longer say why. We won't even think about it. Not only not say why, but not even think about why. No question mark at all. No exclamation mark too. That is no surprises too. Just a dot. Point. A full stop.
Question mark.
See, when you write a question mark, it is so crooked, is it not? And when you apply a dot, put a dot, it's so easy. Therefore, in your eyes, there should be Baba, the dot, merged. Baba, the dot should be merged in your eyes. Just as in your eyes there is the dot visible, no, the light is visible in the eyes. Similarly, in your eyes all the time, Baba, the dot, should be merged. Absorb that, merge that in your eyes. Do you know how to merge the dot in your eyes? Or it doesn't fit in your eye? It doesn't fit, it just moves or shakes, does it? So, what will you do? To whom will you bid farewell? Will you bid farewell to why? Because everyone is saying why. You'll bid farewell to why. Also, never, never apply an exclamation mark to the mark of surprise. Never say how. Does this happen too? How did it happen? Even this exclamation mark of how or a surprise, that too shouldn't come. This shouldn't happen, but why does it happen? How does it happen? No questions at all, no surprises at all. So no question mark, no exclamation mark. You have to remember only two things, Baba and myself, I and Baba. Many children say, oh, this goes on. These things keep happening. Children tell very amusing things to Bab Dada in their heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. They can't tell him directly, so they tell everything in their heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. Okay, even if something happens, but you don't have to let that happen. You don't have to keep moving like that. You have to fly, is it not? If something is moving, but you don't have to just move, but you have to fly. Keep good feelings, pure wishes, pure thoughts. For everyone, are you that powerful to give good wishes to all, have pure feelings for all? This will be possible only when you do not say why in between. Let there be good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. But if why comes in between, then the feelings change. and therefore no why should come. You should have even that power to change a person who has impure feelings and make his feelings pure too. Okay, if you cannot change him, the second step is, if you have pure feelings, good wishes for that one, and they stay on, not that they are only sometimes, but they are constant, imperishable, then someone's impure feelings or impure wishes will not affect you. But you start asking questions. Why is he doing that? Why is he saying that? Why is this happening? And for how long will this go on? How will it continue like that? If you think in this way, then the power of good wishes and pure feelings reduces. Otherwise, pure feelings, good wishes, through your power of thoughts can give lots of strength, can create lots of strength within. See, all of you have come to Bab Dada. Remember your first day when you came to Baba. What did Bab Dada do? The very first day you came to Baba, whether someone is impure, whether someone is a sinner, or whether someone is an ordinary person, a simple person, because so many different types of people come with different attitudes, different feelings, different thoughts. But what does Bab Dada do? What did he do? He had pure feelings, didn't he? He said, you belong to me. You are Master Almighty Authority. You are seated on the heart throne. This was pure feelings, is it not? This was having good wishes, was it not? And through that, all of you became Babas, didn't you? Did Baba tell you, oh, you sinner, why have you come to me? No, he kept good wishes for you. He had good wishes for you. He told you, oh, my Master Almighty Authority children, as Baba himself had pure feelings and good wishes for you, then what should you do? Or what did your heart say at that time when Baba kept good wishes and pure feelings for you? You said, my Baba, Baba, I belong to you. And Baba told you, yes, Baba, yes, child, I belong to you. So this was a result of the good wishes which Baba had for you. And similarly, if you have good wishes for that anybody, you will have the thought that this one is my long lost, now found, sweet brother of the last kalpa, my long lost, now found, sweet, lovely sister of the last kalpa. So this transformation will take place. Therefore, do something in this year, not just raise your hand. It's very easy to raise your hand. But let it be the hand of your mind which should be raised. Raise the hand of your mind, because there's a lot of work still to be done. Bhaktada keeps watching. He has an eye on the souls of the whole world and he feels so sorry for them. He sympathizes with them and see, even nature is fed up. Nature is fed up. And if it's because it's fed up, what should it do? Because then the result, it is leading to distress. It's giving distress to souls. It's giving sorrow to souls because it is fed up. And also when Baba sees the children, he feels so sorry for them. Don't you feel sorry too for souls? You just hear the news and you keep quiet. 100,000 people died, or 10 million died. But those 10 million people who died, or 10 or 100,000 who died, whatever amount died, you just heard and that's it. But remember, they could not get your message. Those who died in Baba's story referred to the earthquake and the tsunami waves, Baba saying, oh, so many who died, they did not get your message. And therefore, children, become bestowers, become merciful. When will this happen? When will you become merciful? When? Right from the beginning of the new year. You inculcate or you emerge in you the unlimited disinterest. Emerge unlimited disinterest in you. You need to have unlimited disinterest. The attitude of unlimited disinterest should emerge in you. Even for the body too, because the consciousness of the body is also because of lack of unlimited disinterest. And being attracted towards trivial matters, being affected by trivial matters, means it is lack of unlimited disinterest. It is not unlimited disinterest, but it is attractions. It is pulls to physical things. But when you become unlimited disinterest in the complete form, only then, that is, even in your attitude, there should be unlimited disinterest. In your drishti, there should be unlimited disinterest. In your contacts and relations, there should be unlimited disinterest. In your service too, in everything, unlimited disinterest. Oh, only then the gate of Mukti Dham will open. At present, all the souls who left the body, they will come back and they take a birth, and again they will experience sorrow. But it's you who are instrumental for opening the gate of Mukti Dham, aren't you? You are the companions of Brahma Baba, aren't you? Therefore, an attitude of unlimited disinterest is the key to the world of liberation. At the moment, the key is not ready yet. Brahma Baba too is waiting for you. The advanced party is waiting for you too. Nature too is waiting for you. It's fed up. Nature is fed up. And Maya too is counting its days because it won't last long. So say, O Master Almighty, once children say, what do you have to do then? You will do something new in the new year, won't you? This is the new year. So you will bring some newness, some novelty, won't you? The newness you have to bring in you is to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest, because that is the key which you have to prepare for, and only then the souls can go back to Mukti Dham. First it's you who have to go to Mukti Dham, is it not? You have promised Brahma Baba, haven't you, that we will go with you. Then we will come back with you. We will rule with you. We will also do bhakti with you. So make preparations. Will you do it in this year, or you need the next year for that? Those who think that they will do it in the new year, they will pay attention and will do it again and again. Raise your hand. Those who will do it. Will you do it? Yes? Will you do it? And everyone is raising their hand. Then advance party will congratulate you a great deal, because even that advance party is tired. Okay, what are the teachers saying? What is the first line saying? First, those in the first line, the Shaktis and Pandavas sitting in the first line, you raise your hand, those who say that you will do it. Raise your hand high, not half. If you raise your hand half, means you will do only half. So raise your hand fully high. Straight up. Okay. Okay. Good. Congratulations. Congratulations. The dadis are telling each other, yes, yes, we will do it. Yes, double foreigners too. Wait. Dadi is going to. Double foreigners, raise your hand. Those who say that they will do it in the next year, in the new year. Raise your hand. See, look around, who hasn't raised the hand? It's not possible, not visible from far, but you can see the one next to you whether he has raised his hand or not. And what about the Sindhi group? Even you are raising your hand. Yes, great, you're great. Even you will do it? Very good, because the Sindhis have come from Lagos. A big group has come of Sindhis. So congratulations to you if you also will do it. Congratulations to you. It's very good. Yes, you have to help each other. Give each other the signal of pure feelings and good wishes, go hand in hand and move forward with the determination that I have to do it, I will do it. Something's gone wrong somewhere. Maybe someone is saying something from the back and people have just got up to see what's wrong. And Baba is saying, okay, sit down, nothing new. And they are clapping. Yes, all Madhuban Nivasis, raise your hand. Be with those who are in Madhubans and listening to Baba in Madhuban, they too are raising their hand. And those who are in different parts of India or different parts of the world, they too are raising their hand. Yes, unity leads to strength. You don't have to tell someone, but just keep good wishes, that's all. Because if you tell them, do this, then it may create a problem, it may create a conflict. But just give him a signal of good wishes, and he will understand. Don't have to tell him in words. Okay. Bab Dada is happy.
Diamond heart on fire.
because it's Bap Dada who has got this diamond hall made and you are making good use of it. It is being used in a worthwhile way because Baba is saying the hall is fully packed. So Baba is saying how it's full and therefore this hall is being used well, and therefore may you always be successful in whatever you do. Every second, every thought, every word, every step, every object, everything should be used in a worthwhile way. So use it in a worthwhile way yourself and make others also use them in a worthwhile way. So, after midnight, that is after 12 o'clock, the first blessing you should give to yourself on behalf of Bap Dada I am always successful. I am successful. So may you be successful. That's a blessing you have to give to yourself. Even your thoughts should not be not successful. Because one pure thought of yours can give benefit to the world. So valuable even one thought of yours is. Each 1 second of yours can give benefit to the world. It's a basis of benefit of the world. Even one thought of yours. This is why. Use all of that in a worthwhile way and become an embodiment of success. The only thing you have to check is that this moment which passed, this thought which I had, did it be a success? Was it used in a worthwhile way? So today most of you are sitting on the floor. You are the queens of the floor, and these ones who are sitting on the sofas, they are the queens of the sofas. And those who are sitting on the chairs are the queens of the chairs. And you are sitting on the floor are queens of the floor. You enjoy yourself to be called queens of the floor. You are enjoying sitting on the floor, and you hope you are not tired, because today you have to sit for a long time and you have occupied your seat from 3 o'clock onwards. So Baba is saying, hope you are not tired, because the gates opened at 3 o'clock and people started coming right at that time. And tonight, because Baba has to stay up to midnight, and therefore Baba came at 7:30. After 7:30, Gulzardari came. Those who came at 3 o'clock, raise your hand. See, so many of them came at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to get their seat. Nearly everyone is raising their hand. Yes, right from 3 o'clock, yes. Some must have come at 4 o'clock too, so from 3 o'clock they are sitting. So those who came at 3 o'clock, to them Baba is saying that we are given the blessing of the Lord of the three worlds because you came at 3 o'clock to occupy your seat. And they are clapping. Baba bless them, you are the Lord of the three worlds. You have done a lot in bhakti, haven't you? And here you do once in a year, doesn't matter. You have done a lot, waited a lot in bhakti, stood in lines, you know, so much they do in bhakti. So here is just once a year, doesn't matter. In your kingdom, in golden age, you won't do like that. But there neither Baba will come nor will you come. Where will you meet each other? Where will you sit? You won't sit like this in your world, in golden age. So enjoy this company. Enjoy the gathering here. Though you are sitting on the floor, but you are really not sitting on the floor. You are sitting, Baba Dada says that you are sitting on his heart throne. Baba is seeing you there on his heart throne. Today it's nearly 20,000 in the hall, so most of the chairs are removed. Very few chairs are on the sides. The rest is all floor, and therefore Baba is praising those sitting on the floor. And Baba is saying, this scene is so beautiful. And really sitting here in the booth, I can see the whole hall. Baba is also admiring the scene and saying, yes, it looks very beautiful. All are sitting as points of light. Are you feeling cold? It was very cold today, you know. But so Baba is saying, are you feeling cold, sir? Cold has run away, has it not? They're sitting close to each other and therefore no cold, Baba is saying.
Achcha.
Okay, now, right now, at this moment, within a second, become a dot, and remember Baba, the dot, and whatever other things are in your mind, put a dot to them. Apply a dot. Finish them. Can you do it? I'm a dot. I belong to Baba the dot. And Baba the dot belongs to me. And to everything else, a dot. A full stop. Do it. Practice it. And Baba goes into deep silence. Okay. Mudibel is telling Baba, Baba, this time is the turn of Maharashtra to serve. So Baba is telling all Maharashtra to stand up. Oh, so many wait to Baba. So many from Maharashtra, Bombay is included in Maharashtra. Bombay is the capital of Maharashtra. There are so many. Baba is telling them to sit down. Because there are so many. Nearly one third of the whole is all Maharashtra, seems. It's good. Every zone gets a golden chance. For these 10-15 days you serve the true Brahmins and in this way accumulate in your account of charity. Because when you serve well from the heart, what does each one say from his heart? It's very good, it's very good. Bahut acha, bahut acha. So you are blessed by them. These blessings accumulate in your account of charity. Therefore, if someone wants to increase his account of charity, the easy method is, well, through yoga power it happens, but then the easiest method is when you are serving others through actions. If you want to accumulate in your account of charity, then as a karma yogi, in a karma yogi stage, do the service of the yajna and your account will become full. Account of charity will become full. This is the easy method. It's called Maharashtra. Mahan means great, great, great Rajya, great state. And there are many centers, many Gita Parshalas, many students. I think the largest number of students are in Maharashtra. It is good. Bap Dada has noticed that interest of doing service, and for that they surrender their lives to Baba because they want to serve Baba. To all those surrendered children. They easily are able to be sustained because they have to just eat, drink and serve and remember Baba. They may remember Baba, they may give lectures, they give courses. What is all this? This is praising God, is it not? And dal and roti, for that Baba is bound to give. That is, you will never go hungry if you have surrendered your life to Baba. You may not get 36 variety dishes, that you may get sometimes. Very good. Even if you are serving as a
trustee,
if you are a trustee, a true trustee, not if you are a true trustee and not a trustee who is selfish or just saying I'm a trustee but not, is not really. One who is true trustee, he also will never go hungry because Baba will definitely feed him. Does Baba ever go hungry? If Baba himself is never hungry, all of you offer bhog to Baba, don't you? So many offer bhog to Baba, don't you? All of you offer bhog. Hope you are not clever in that and say, okay. And then you just remember Baba during the first morsel you take in your mouth and then you forget to remember Baba during the whole meal, do you? Hope you don't cheat Baba in this way. So if you are a real trustee, even then, Bab Dada is bound to feed you. So Maharashtra, Maham is great. You're great, aren't you? As great as your name, Maharashtra. That many great heirs you have created, haven't you? So in the new year, Baba wants to see in every zone how many heirs have been created. Baba will want the list of the heirs in each zone, and Baba will do the ceremony. Baba will celebrate with them. The teachers know about the heirs of each zone, of each region. Baba will see which zone takes the first number. Will Maharashtra take the first number? Yeah, very good. Baba will see who are the true heirs and how many they are. Well, whatever mega programs you did in this year, that was very good, of course. How many programs took place in all? how many programs you did in all and where did they take place? 15-16 programs, mega programs, big programs where over 50,000 people came. Money, anything. Bab Dada says, yes, Baba saw that some programs were held by the whole zone, but some programs were held by one center itself or only a few centers in connection with that center. They did it. So which programs were held by all the individual centers with a few centers along with them? So Mangalore, Sambalpur, Bilaspur, Pune, and Mehsana. So they did a wonder, didn't they? Yes, because just the center and a few other centers, are they here? Who are here? Those who did, those of Mangalore are here, who are from? And also this is Mangalore is here, Mangalore is in Karnataka. Yeah, this is Mangalore. And the other, Pune has also come. Pune too has come. So Pune too is here. Pune, Una, Baba calls them Una. They too are here. The teachers stand up, the teachers of Pune. Sundari Ben is here of Pune. All these are teachers of Pune. Pune also did a wonder. It was good. Baba, they took a good certificate, yes. And the third one, Mehsana did too. Have they already done it? Yes. Yeah. Sarla Ben of Mehsana. Congratulations to Sarla Ben too. Who else? Sambalpur. Sambalpur and Bilaspur. Have they come? Nobody has come? Bilaspur brothers have come. Congratulations to them too in Sambalpur. Bilaspur can sit. Sambalpur. Anybody from Sambalpur? No one? A few have come. A few. So congratulations to Sambalpur as well. They were courageous and did a big job and got success. So congratulations for the success. Now what does Bab Dada expect from you for the future? You have already done service of different wings. Now Bab Dada wishes that right from the beginning till the end, whatever service you have done, each wing, just as Bab Dada invited the mics, yeah, of course they were number wise, all of them were not powerful to that extent, some were medium. Now Bab Dada wishes that for so much time you have done the service of different professional groups, but then from that, how many VIPs or IPs have really understood the knowledge well? Because they should say, yes, I accept the knowledge. They shouldn't just praise the organization or the task that Brahma Kumaris are doing, because most of them say, you Brahma Kumaris are doing very good work and nobody else can do like you. But not just that, they should praise the knowledge given here. So such a group which understands the knowledge completely, that group Baba wants to see. Did you understand? Is it clear? Therefore in this year, at the end of the year, end of this season, the last term means March, Baba wants to see of each profession, whether the IPs or VIPs. For VIPs it can be said that their fortune will be awakened only at the end, but at least the IPs, those who have understood the knowledge well, accepts the knowledge well, Baba wants to see that group in front of him. So bring such a group in front of Baba. Baba will make them instrumental for service. This is the homework Baba is giving to the different wings, because each one could be included in one or the other wing. Different wings have come. Jurist wing, cultural wing. Baba has already met the jurist. Cultural wing, they stand up. The cultural wing. Sister Usha of Bombay is the coordinator. Cultural wing. So whenever you show any cultural program, what else do you wish, do you prove in your cultural items? Whatever cultural items you present, in those items, your behavior, your face, and your actions should reveal an elevated character. So what elevated character is revealed through these, your cultural items? So is that shown? Are you able to reveal that? If you say yes, then raise your hand. Do you keep both the aims? Because usually one aim is entertainment, but the other is to because cultural items everyone keeps. People show cultural things for entertainment, but then it shouldn't be only for entertainment. It should also reveal the values of life. It should reveal the character in life. What benefit that cultural item will give? Because those who watch, they should be attracted towards that and then bring about a transformation in them. They should be able to have the determined thought that they too will become like that. Because there are many who don't like to hear knowledge directly, but then through cultural presentations they will understand what you want to teach them and thereby change themselves and bring in a good character. You are doing that, and keep an aim to do that more. The aim should be that those who watch your cultural programs, they should be given the signal of inculcating moral values or spiritual values in them. Otherwise, you are doing something very good. Whatever the different groups are doing, Bhaktada is happy to see their efforts and the result of those efforts. And after, you know, it's because of the service being done, of professionals and the different wings have been created. So many Baba's children have got, you know, a lot of service to do. They are kept busy in different types of services. That's why Baba likes service done through the different wings, the different professions. It's very good. All of you are doing it. Sometimes one professional group comes, sometimes the other group comes. So are all of you okay? Are you very, very okay or just okay? Very, very okay? Very, very okay. Are you just effort makers or fast effort makers? What are you? Fast effort makers. Are you just moving along or are you flying? What will you say? Are you just moving ahead or walking ahead or are you flying? You have to fly and make others fly. The time to walk is over. Just as the season, the season of bullock carts and carts is over, now cars have come. Before, people used to ride on bullock carts. So now the time of walking is over, now the time has come for flying. Okay, you may sit down. Congratulations. Yes. Jurist also stand up. Jurist group has come. Ramesh Bhai is chairperson. Yes, very good ones have come. So many lawyers in this group. Congratulations. There are lawyers, judges in this group. Jurist wing, as Baba is telling them. As you are lawyers and judges, do something practical. Now you are the ones who create a big sound. So you have to create the big sound of spirituality. So that people are attracted and they come to know that you are not ordinary lawyers or judges, but you are spiritual lawyers and judges. And there's such a big difference between ordinary lawyers and judges and spiritual lawyers and judges. That will also happen. Bhaktada heard
that you are thinking about how to make the world know who the summarizer of the Gita is. But for that you'll have to make someone instrumental, someone in the front, maybe a judge or maybe a religious person. So a judge or a religious and a religious person, or both these groups, create, you know, prepare a few from each group. Someone is saying something, but Baba is telling him that you have to, they should come in the forefront on the stage. Baba is telling him to use the mic, because one of the main coordinator is saying something, coordinator of the jury stream. Baba is saying that the jury stream has prepared many good judges and he, Brother Aishwarya, he is judge of the High Court of Andhra Pradesh. Another brother, he too is from Allahabad High Court, Supreme Court judge, and he is working in the jurist wing. So jurist wing is preparing big mics, and we have thought of at great length about the who the summoners of Gita and how to prove to the world. So Baba, we want more guidance from you. So Baba says, yes, hold a meeting, all the judges hold a meeting and think of a plan. Think of a plan. So who's from the religious wing? Anybody from the religious wing here? No. Prem Ben, Sister Prem, she's not here. Amit Chand Bhai. Ramesh Bhai is saying something. So religious wing and jurist wing should come together and discuss how to prove the sermonizer of the Gita. So congratulations. So many double foreigners are here. Mummy Ben is saying, all double foreigners stand up. All double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners. About 700 to 800 double foreigners are here. And they are waving to Baba. Baba speaking to double foreigners. The double foreigners are the special decoration of Madhuban and Shantivan. Gyan Sarovar, the special decoration. Bab Dada looks at you. He sees how each child is special, is a double hero, soul, is a jewel. So you are a jewel, you are also playing a hero role. Each double foreigner is a double hero. You have come from so many countries.
And many double foreigners, they are born in one place and they serve in their country. From how many countries you have come? How many countries have the double foreigners come from? From 45 countries. They have come here. All of you raise your hand. One individual from one country. Raise your hand. The main coordinator, the group leader of your country. Raise your hand. Yes. These are from 45 countries. Okay. And are you serving in your country? From where you took spiritual birth. Little children are waving to Baba. Congratulations, little children. There's a children's retreat and the youth retreat. So the children are waving to Baba. Okay, raise your hand. The representatives of 45 countries. Show. So Baba is telling the TV brother to show them on the TV. So 10, 15 from each country. 45 countries, yeah.
One from each country, raise your hand.
So, congratulations to those of the 45 countries. Okay, you may sit down and see the children are here. Please sit down. Brother Nizar is speaking to Baba. Baba, we have planned for Africa service. The children, see the children of the children retreat. The children's retreat, the children group is so lovely, so beautiful. From how many countries children come? From 15 countries. From 15 countries, 28 children from 15 countries, and they want to sing a song in front of Baba. They have prepared a song and they want to sing a song. When the mic is being given to them, they are singing.
Baba ka, Baba mera. Shanti ka amar basin hai ra me Baba ka, Baba mera. Sukh shanti ka amar basin hai ra me Baba ka, Baba mera.
I belong to Baba, Baba. Baba belongs to me.
Baba mera, man mein isi dhunka hai basera main Baba ka. Baba mera, main Baba ka. Baba mera, main Baba ka. Baba mera, main Baba ka. Baba mera.
I belong to Baba. Baba belongs to me. Very good, Baba is saying. What about the youth retreat? No one is telling Baba about the youth retreat. Brother Lee, and Baba is asking the children, do you do Amrit Vela? And they all say yes. And Baba is asking little children. The little children, those little children who do Amrit Vela, raise your hand. Some are raising their hand. Those who do Amrit Vela, very Amrit Vela, sometimes raise your hand. Raise your hand.
Sometimes you do meditation Amrit Vela, do you? Do you fight sometimes? Do you fight with each other sometimes? Those who never fight, they raise their hand, little children. Those who never fight, they raise their hand. Okay? Some are raising their hand. They never fight. Now, when you go back from here, even up to now you may be fighting, but from now onwards you should never fight with anyone. Because you are Brahma Kumar, aren't you? And therefore, as you are a Brahma Kumar and you just said, I belong to Baba, Baba belongs to me, then you cannot fight with anyone. Otherwise, then Baba will not belong to you if you fight with anyone. So will you fight again? You will bring a transformation in you, won't you? Will you bring a transformation in you? Yes, yes. So the teachers will give the report to Baba whether the children are fighting or not. So congratulations. Lida, you're not saying something about the youth group. Well, Baba is saying it's good then. So you have done efforts and therefore congratulations. Multi-million fold. You may sit down, children. Sit down. Yeah, International Youth Group. International Youth Group. Yeah. So.
International Youth Group, eh?
International Youth Group is here. See, they are showing something to Baba. They have also prepared some, what is it? Mera Baba, my Baba. That's the theme of this International Youth Group. And they have made my Baba in big block alphabets. My Baba. Baba is saying, what are you showing? Come on the stage. Baba is calling all the youth on the stage. Baba is calling the youth on the stage. They have made big in alphabets. My Baba. M-Y-B-A-B-A. My Baba. Bring on the stage. They are coming on the stage. There are about 150, I think, in the youth group. Okay, okay. Come and stand here in front. Okay, Baba. My Baba. Baba is reading my Baba. Very good. Congratulations. All of you clap for the youth. Baptada heard about the youth group and Baba heard that the result is very good. You have gone into the great depth of efforts and you have gone into the depth, the subtlety of efforts and therefore you will continue to move forward. Continue to move forward, more and more forward. Never go backwards, always forward and keep on flying all the time. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. You may sit down now. Dadi Janaki is saying something. Dadi Janaki is saying to Baba, Baba needs the inspiration. How the millions of souls, 100,000s keep getting, but millions of souls should get the message. Not even one single soul should be without the message. We need to make such a plan. Some plans are coming in my mind. Like Africa has done the big job. In whichever countries Baba's centers are not there in Africa, they want to open centers there. But then the whole world should come to know and say, my Baba, what Yukti should be for that. And Baba is saying, for that, prepare a group. Prepare a group, a small group, who should churn, think on this, because Baba has mentioned the methods, but then whether it is through the power of thoughts or through vibrations, attitude, speech, or through contacts and relationships, each one in some or the other way should keep the aim of serving souls, whether he serves through the thoughts, whether he serves through his attitude, whether he serves through his vibrations, through words, through different programs, or through contacts and relationships, or through his face and behavior. So each one should know in what way is he serving and what is the result of that service for the whole day. And a group should be prepared who should churn on this. That group should be such that it should not cannot stay without service. And seeing that group, others will follow. They should be like a role model for everyone. But for that, they must keep a balance between service of self and service of others. Then service will increase like anything. The others will also feel enthusiastic to serve. They will feel that these people have got a balance between self-service and service of others, because those who just serve others but don't do self-service, others will tell about them. These people only say a lot, but they don't have that dharana. But the group should have a balance of service of self and service of others. And each one should be an example in that group. Then it is said, just as one light, one lamp is able to light so many lamps, so that one soul will inspire many other souls. So all of you remember the year's homework, don't you? Bhaktata told you about it. What you have to bid farewell to, and of what you have to celebrate, and say congratulations to what? You remember that, don't you? So Bhaktata will see in the result of 1 month, don't write a long letter, but just write the percentage.
20%, 30%, 50% or 80% of service I did of self and others, so then Baba will give a prize. But then there should be a balance, not just service of others alone, but there should be service of self and service of others. The balance of contentment within the self and service of others. Then Baba will give a prize. So each one should write the result. Write only the percentage, sweet Dadiji. Don't write a long letter. Just a short letter and write your percentage in that letter. Because there's no time to read so much. Then Baba will give a prize. Out of the whole Brahmin family, the one who comes number one, to that one Baba will give a prize. Baba wants to see the result of 1 month. The season is going to go on for 1 month. So, you like it? Did you understand? Did the mothers understand?
Teachers,
did you understand? Did the teachers understand? Those sitting at the back, did you understand? Raise your hand, those sitting at the back. Yes. Okay, now Baba is giving Yad Pyas.
Sarva. Yoga ke Balik Bacho ko.
To all the masters of the new age in all four directions. To all the children who have come here to celebrate the new year with Baba and are always in zeal and enthusiasm, may you continue to fly and make others fly to such children who are always in the flying stage. Who with their fast efforts are going to become the beads of the rosary of the victorious, to such victorious jewels, Bab Dadas. Bab Dadas. Blessings as well as multi-million times plates of congratulations for the new year, new age. Baba wants you to clap with one hand only. Yes. So, what is to be done next?